stay or should I go?
It's the big question. Should Ward Manuel stay or should he go? The big sports question of the week at the University of Michigan, athletic director Ward Manuel. Ira Weintraub, you guys spent a couple of hours with the AD. What'd you find out?
I don't think he's going anywhere yet, anytime soon necessarily. It feels like at the end of our conversation with yesterday, on his way out the door, he said, and let's do this again right before season kicks off.
Oh, bless his
heart. So he's playing all business moving forward. So that's the expectation.
Right, but the rumor's out there that they are working on his buyout.
So the rumor is that they have have presented him with a buyout. But here's the thing, Lucy. If they want to buy him out, his contract calls for his salary times 36 months. So 3 years of his salary is like 7-point-something million. They could just say, we're buying you out. Here's this, and we're buying you out. If they're asking him to buy it for a buyout, then they're trying to look for either a lower number or they're trying to buy silence. I don't know which. If it's either, it doesn't actually matter. I don't think he's interested in a buyout. I think he wants to keep doing his job. He loves his job. He loves being at Michigan.
I want to ask you a question. Whether he knew about any of the shenanigans going on throughout the years at that department, the fact that you're the leader and you were supposed to be the leader of the leaders and the best, it happens under your watch. Aren't you?
You are responsible, and he is absolutely. The buck does stop him with him, yes and no, because he has bosses too. He's not the end of the line. And so there are a lot of things that have happened over the last however many years that were dictated by regents and other departments in the university that actually have more authority than the athletic director, like the legal department or, again, the regents and the president. He doesn't stand by himself and just make decisions. He still works for people and answers to people. So I think that's a very important thing to keep in mind. And something else that's really important to keep in mind, if they really wanted to fire him and they had cause, he'd already be gone. Like the investigation that Jenner and Block is doing that's cost millions of dollars, if there was a smoking gun that was a truly just fireable offense, breaking HR protocols, well, whatever, there wouldn't be a buyout. There wouldn't be a negotiation. He would already be fired because he broke university policy, and it's a zero tolerance policy.
Ira, that's why it gets back to all this crap happening under his watch.
So I think you have to take each individual item. So I'll use the Matt Weiss example. Matt Weiss got hired. He passed every background check that has nothing to do with the athletic department. Athletic background checks were third party, et cetera, et cetera. It was the university athletic department, IT department that found his shenanigans. They reported him. They sent him to the police. And they're the reason why he's under investigation now and he's going through what he's going through.
Okay, that's fair enough.
Right, so each example, Shemi Schembechler should never have been hired. Well, a third party does the background check. That's their job. So you take them at face value that they did their job, and then it comes back, it's egg on your face.
Remind me, what was his issue?
His Facebook stuff that he shouldn't have posted. And so, like, things that are easy to find.
All right, well, what about the football coach?
He passed the background check.
Well,
Right.
Well, I don't care about that. Well, I do, but what I care about is he's carrying on an affair with his secretary.
That is not known. People can claim to, air quotes, know what's going on. But when it got reported, it got to Ward. And the Wall Street Journal article yesterday left a lot of context out because they're getting the leaks from one side of this that's just trying to put stuff out there. If it was reported to Ward that there was an affair happening and he did nothing about it, he'd be fired. That's a zero tolerance. He broke the policy. He broke the state law.
So you're saying he did investigate it?
No. His job is to then, as a mandatory reporter, is to pass it along to
people.
Did
he pass it along?
The investigations have happened and they were lied to and he was told there was no credible evidence of anything happening. So when he tells someone, this was in the article, when he tells Sharon back in 2024 that he should not be with his assistant on trips, well, that may look shady from the outside, but also how many corporations out there have policies where executives do not have trips with their executive, like their assistants? Like, this is a lot of it is just you say nothing's going on, nothing has been shown to go on, you're telling us nothing's happening, but it doesn't look good, so don't do that. There's a lot of that going on.
Sometimes, though, cleanup is good. Sometimes it just gets down to where there's just been so much, and he's really responsible
I
or not, may go that route, which is
true.
Why the buyout might be talking about.
So the buyout situation is, they could just buy him out if they want. It's in his contract. He could be bought out for three times his annual salary. They could just buy him out. If they're trying to negotiate something, there's more to it than that.
Yeah. fair to say that he's a great businessman, I think. I think he's done a great job with the money, the finances.
They win. The financials are fine. Yeah. There are some other issues that they,
and when it happens
and they find out about it, they act.
All right. Thank you so much. You guys broke a lot of news yesterday with the Big 1050 WTKA Sports Ira Weintraub. Go out there and make it a great day, everyone.